In February, the school board passed a $784 million budget based on HB 278, education funding promised by the legislature last year. In April, the state legislature removed some of that promised funding. That meant the Anchorage School District needed to cut about $17 million from their adopted budget. On Monday night, the school board had to use those not yet final state funding numbers to pass an amended budget for the 2015-2016 school year. They decided to soften the blow by moving $1 million from the Charter School Facility Fund, created in December, to retain 10 teachers for kindergarten through second grade. Board member Pat Higgins says it's important to prioritize early literacy and to send a message to teachers that they want to support them.
By voting for this now, we're letting people know that's 10 less layoff notices for teachers, that our priority is education, and you know, the teachers, they are in the classroom, and we're saying, let's add a little bit more stability to the process.
The board had to pass the amended budget in order to start the staffing process and send out pink slips to tenured teachers by May 15th. The newest incarnation of the budget does not include money for team planning time for middle school elective teachers or for 20 new teachers for the entire district. Anchorage Education Association President Andy Holloman says principals will find out how many teachers each school is allotted today. They'll have to decide which teachers they want to retain by Wednesday. Displaced teachers who want to stay with the district will be placed next week. Some school board members are still hopeful the legislature will add some education funding back into the state budget. For KSKA, I'm Ann Hillman.